It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
It's that time of year again.
It is.
Pencils, paper, book bags, notebooks.
You sound like a horrible Target commercial.
I'm like, come here and spend $200 on back to school. It's pretty pricey.
Oh, yeah. Inflation is a thing.
It is. But my son started kindergarten this year, so that's exciting. And I, of course, you know, being the helicopter obsessive mom that I am, I'm like, we got to get this book bag with your name on it, and this and this and this and this. And
we talked about this,
I
and
know.
You went completely away from my advice.
And the little kindergarten shirt. And
gosh,
I'm telling
garbage.
You, matching bracelets that we can wear. But that's precious, though, because it has a heart that's open and then a closed heart. And here's my heart while you're at school, and we'll look at it and think about it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. No, I fully expect tears. Oh, yeah. It'll be days before you're fucking functional.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's harder on me, I think, than it is him. He's a little nervous. You know, he's got a little bit of separation anxiety already for me. So this will – but I think this will be good for it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's got
yeah,
a little buddy
help.
That he knows, so he'll have a familiar face, and the teacher's nice, and it's a really good environment. So we're excited for that. But it poses us thinking about – you know,
another nostalgia
days.
Trip, yeah.
Yeah. So when did you start school? Were you a preschooler?
No. I went straight into kindergarten.
That's how I was. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and we hung out. My sister is 18 months younger than me, so I got to had a playmate. And then my brothers are like 10-plus years older than me, so they were already in school and
right.
doing that thing. But so let's see, 87, so it was 92 when I went to kindergarten.
Oh, that sucks. I was born in 83, so 88 was my first year.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember what you were wearing?
I do not.
I remember. But there's pictures,
of course
too.
You do.
So
we probably have them. Yeah. I just don't remember.
In typical mom fashion, my sister came with us. We mm-hmm. were in matching sailor outfits, white little sailor outfits. We had gone to the beach. I was super tan, super blonde, sideways ponytail, looking cute.
Oh,
Dad in a purple shirt that had like a neon volleyball on it, shorty shorts, and an epic mullet, like perm.
Nice.
Salt and pepper, wasn't complete white yet, has the Tom Selleck stash.
Yes.
And I think my sailor hat had my name airbrushed on it. I had a sailor hat, had an airbrush. Obviously, I didn't wear it in school, but I think took it as part of the photo
right.
op. So
I've never owned anything airbrushed.
Really?
To my knowledge, yeah.
Let me tell you, side note, if you go to the beach, it's expensive.
Trust me, that's why.
I got your undershirt, $35. I'm like, oh, I could have scribbled on this.
So you got beached. That's all that is.
You got beached.
The shirt was about $4. The airbrushing was maybe $1.50. You got beached.
Yeah.
You add sand and salt air. And,
oh, yeah. They're like,
it's an ambiance thing.
Yeah. Here, it's just like, here's some saltwater taffy that we all sell in the same box at the same
we
store.
We got the water just across the street.
Yeah, that's right. We handcrafted it in the bag. No, we didn't. It comes from a factory
sure
in Chicago.
Tap water, like, yeah.
So, yeah, that was the first day of school. And I remember my kindergarten teacher was Mrs. Cannon. She's Facebook friends with me now. So
oh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and
but
just
she was,
aged yourself on Facebook.
I know. So
Twitter is ageless.
She was super nice. I enjoyed it. We had the, I guess nap time still is kind of a thing. I think they have, with Jaren, it's going to be like a resting period. Not
sure.
necessarily you need to sleep, but you need to calm yourself for a couple of minutes and just kind of.
Ours was called rest time for the most part.
We had the nap time, and I had
right.
the trifold like foam mat that was like red on one side and blue on the other
See?
Side.
See, look at you, living all high and mighty. Foam mat. Living all high and mighty.
Yeah.
I got a bath towel. I got a bath towel with my name written on it in Sharpie. That towel was mine forever.
He still uses that bath towel. It's a washcloth now. It's a piece of thread now. I do remember one story when I was in kindergarten, and I don't know why I just remember this, but it was nap time, and I was somewhere towards the back of the class, and for some reason I didn't see the teacher, so I thought she'd left the room.
Huh.
And so I stand up like this big declaration. I'm like, oh, the teacher's gone, it's time to party. And she's like, Miss Wilson, sit down.
This like, surprises me zero.
Yeah, oop, my bad. Let me just sit my little butt down here.
Know your role.
50-pound self down here. Let me just plop on down. And then I remember, and Sherry and I were talking about this, like some of my favorite school supplies, the Trapper Keeper. Just the thrill of hearing the
so long.
Yeah.
It took me so long to get one of those.
Really?
To be honest. No, my parents saw no use in them. Yeah. They broke. The plastic was cheap.
Oh, so good.
I mean, they were mass produced.
Yeah.
The calculator.
What kind did you have?
Oh, it was a generic. They refused to get a themed one because.
You wanted it to last?
But not only would it last, but you could use it after, you know, it's like, oh, no, this movie's not a thing anymore. Not a problem. You have a generic Trapper Keeper. Now, it was Trapper Keeper, but it was
generic.
But
it was like a blue and like neon. Mine was Lisa Frank. Oh, Lisa Frank with that like neon like leopard cat thing on it. And I'm like, woo, Lisa Frank. Bright, bright pink.
So did you ride the bus your first day?
No, my parents took us.
My parents asked me. My mom just flat out asked me. She said, "Do you want to ride the bus?" She said, "I'll take you if you want to go." Or, you know, my dad was like, "Yeah, you know, we can take you if you want to go." 5 years old. Nah, I'll ride the bus. First day of school ever. Hop the bus. Let's go. Didn't even question.
You were like,
question.
"Let's do this."
Like, I watched kids around me that were just screaming like, "No, no, no!" And I was like, "Sweet. This is different."
Oh, cool. I'm just taking a ride on the
That's
bus.
Right.
Where are we going?
And rest time was nothing but a way for me to be stir crazy because I didn't sleep ever. You had to be quiet, which I was usually pretty laid back for that, but nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, rest time was just kind of like.
Stare at the wall, count the tiles in the ceiling.
I really ought to be doing this, but I shouldn't. Like, you don't think about it, but like now people want naps, and I'm like, I don't want a nap now, and it goes all the way back there. I don't remember what I was wearing, but my guess would be shorts with a set of generic Converses, socks that were like the shin high, because ankle socks weren't a thing for me until about middle school.
I think though that was a consensus. I mean, I think that was a very, like, 80s, 90s thing, though. Like, it wasn't, like, frowned upon that your socks were, like, halfway up your calf.
Yeah.
So.
And then it would have been, first day of school would have been a collared shirt because.
You kind of dressed a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no. My mother was, like, at one point I was so against wearing collared shirts. It was, here's the deal. One day a week, you're wearing one.
Oh.
Now I don't mind. I mean, I've gotten to the point where they're also a lot more comfortable now. That's the other thing. You're making them uncomfortable materials.
And then you had the scratchy tag.
Yes.
Like so many things that have changed now. You're like,
screen printing tagless.
Oh, I love a tagless tee. Oh, I'm like, these kids just don't know. Unless you wash the living snot out of it, and then you're like, what size is that? But it's your shirt, so you shouldn't care.
Right.
To begin with. So
exactly.
And then I remember my favorite day was Friday because we'd have the square pizza. So good.
Ours was always Thursday. It was always Thursday from the time I was in elementary school to the time I graduated high school.
Thursday.
Always Thursday.
So was Friday just like a hodgepodge day?
It didn't. They did the whole calendar for the whole month. So I mean, you knew going in what was coming.
Yeah.
It was already well laid out. It was done. It was set up. Now, talking about all of the branding, you talked about having the Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper.
Oh, yes.
I wound up taking my lunch a lot. Not that I didn't. I'm not a vegetable person, and they're trying to get students off on the right foot. Blah.
Get out of here with that mess.
Yeah,
like
pretty
broccoli,
much.
Broccoli, who?
So I'd take like bologna and cheese sandwiches or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Did you have one of the hard plastic lunch boxes that were themed?
Yes.
See? And this is what when I gave you grief about changing
Lion King.
This earlier.
It was Lion King.
Lion King didn't come out until I was in, like, third grade. You're a horrible person.
Well, I'm sorry. Lion King was awesome. I had the matching Lion King, like, backpack. Holy
Oh, no.
Snuts.
I had the dark blue, soft, like, freezer pack style where you put the ice pack in it and
go
off
on.
You go.
I
used
I think
that
that's
thing
more practical.
All the way through middle school.
I think that's more practical for a child versus the plastic one. Because you're just like, the little handle, and then you're like, I can't quite get it open. And then it came with a thermos that you really never used. You're like, I've got this thermos. It's good for soup. Did you ever put soup in it? No.
No.
I took like a Yoo-Hoo. You know, that's about it. Like,
yep. And by at one point, it had reached the point where my mother figured out you could freeze water bottles. Throw that in there. No need for a freezer pack. Save you space. Get you some more stuff. Frozen water bottle that's thawed by lunch.
There you go.
And there's your cooling.
That's right.
It's very, very smart, my mother.
That's
She's
right.
way
very
ahead of the game.
Intuitive.
She was a teacher. She was tired of having to deal with freezer packs sliding all over the place.
Yes.
Or if you've ever had one of those things break,
really?
Nasty.
Really?
Like, have you ever, you've
the
never
hard
had
ones?
One? Well, like the ones that are in the plastic that you can hear the liquid in them.
That has like the little like screw cap. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's that for? Are you going to be like, let me pop that off and take a sip? Like, what is that? Tide Pods?
Hated
we had
those.
Freezer packs. Like, get out of here, Tide Pods. Go ahead and down that. Like, oh, it's a flask.
No, that's
not.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Jeez. Mm. But yeah, so I mean, those were the types of things for me that were different, but I never had any issue riding the bus. I mean, I was never one of those that was holding on to a leg screaming, I don't want to go to school or anything like that.
Yeah, I was excited. I think I was kind of like, cool, this is great. So mm-hmm. we'll see, you know, how my... I think once, though, a kid gets in the swing of things, they make a friend, realize... I mean, kindergarten's like, it's basically playtime we're going to learn
structured
at the same time.
Playtime all day.
Right, pretty much. So, I mean, you know, we walk into the classroom and there's like a little kitchen set up. I'm like, man, I'm going to play in that. Like, you're like, look at that.
Man, this stuff's gotten so much better than what
right?
I was doing centers.
That plastic like mess that had the like little fold out and the two little plastic yellow chairs. I'm
yes.
like, this is way better
yes.
than that. This is realistic. Oh, my gosh. Sam.
It was early... It was the early homemaking courses where you had, like, the kitchen set up, and then you had the store set up, and mm-hmm. everybody had a different little thing. And I'm like,
then
now they've got video boards and LED interactive things.
Yeah, let's build
things,
this, like, wall here with those, like, big old bricks. You
here's
remember
our
those?
Blocks. Yep.
Yeah,
here's
those
block
big old,
center.
Like cardboard bricks.
Yes!
Like, the
yes!
red and blue ones. You're like, beep, 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 beep.
Show and tell. Mm-hmm. Oh,
show
and tell
oh,
was fun.
Be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had to figure out what to take.
No. You are. It's not your job to figure out what he has
he
to
has
take.
He has to take.
He has to decide what to take. And you just have to go, okay, that's all you need to worry about,
so
helicopter
already,
mom.
We've already made like this pack. If we do good our first few days of school, we'll go to the store and he found this toy that he really wants. And it's a new thing called Goojitsu. And they're little ninjas that are filled with goo, and they're stretchy and mushy. But there's a big one. And I saw it, and I was like, no. And he was like, please, Mama, please. And I'm like, listen, if you do really good and make me proud, we'll see if we can go get it. So bribery is a good thing. I mean,
no, that's the start of a very vicious cycle, and that's where the millennial generation came from.
No.
The millennial generation came from that sort of thing.
No.
Break the cycle.
No. He's Mama's baby. Show
me. Of course he is. Of course.
That's what we say when I leave for work. He's like, so what kind of money are you going to make? And I was like, toy money. That's right.
Now we make tax money.
Yeah, now we like school tuition money.
You don't get the toy because you could go to school.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, way to go.
You're getting your education paid for.
Adulting at 5.
I know, right? I'm like, here you go. Let's balance Mama's checkbook, shall we?
Yeah, let's worry about dollars and cents.
Let's learn. But yeah, so I think there's some fond memories. And just it's crazy, like you said, how things have changed over the years, the different supplies you have to get. I think back in the day, it was just get your Trapper Keeper, your notebooks, your pens. And now you're helping supply the class, but it's better than the teachers having to get all of that stuff with
absolutely.
The hand sanitizers and the paper towels and the extra supplies to share with other children that might not be as fortunate or to have extras. Because, you know, a five-year-old, I mean, my son might not be able to keep up with 20 pencils. But, I mean, two, and then if she needs to go through a stash and give him a couple more,
sure,
what have you.
Well, and I think there's that, and I think there's an accountability sense there that I think they're trying to put in places. You got to learn the accountability. Where's your pencil? Well, at the end of the day, you make sure you bring me my pencil back. Those are the types of things that you don't always think about that I hope people are still doing, because I was mortified if I had to borrow a pencil.
Yeah.
I do remember the first time you got a mechanical pencil.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, those were the best.
I always hated having to get up and sharpen my pencil in front of everybody at class.
Oh, absolutely.
I was like, here I go. And then
I didn't like turning my back to the entire class.
Yeah.
That's
and then it's
safe.
Like in the middle of something, you're like, eh. And then when you had like the electric pencil, it wasn't so bad. You're like, push it in. Okay, cool. But then you had to crank. You're like, oh, geez. But then do you remember the other mechanical pencils that the tops were exchangeable? They would come off. It wasn't that, like, you push the eraser part, but it was like the tops. It was like those white tops with the lead tip, and it was like the full of it in the pen, and you're just, oh, done with that one. So that was kind of like the cheat version, and then you upgrade to the mechanical pencils.
The 0.07 millimeter lead.
Oh, until it's test time. Then
that's
we go back to old faithful, old number two. So... But
that's awesome.
So, and then as time goes, I'm sure we'll be doing those, like, special T9 calculators that you can do all the graphs and stuff on. Like,
yes, the graphing calculators.
$140. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, here we go. Texas Instruments.
Yes.
Yay, thanks so much.
The scientific calculators before you went to graphing calculators?
Yeah, so I think right now we're just worried about, like, crayons. So that's good.
Remember 43110 and hold the calculator upside down? Hello.
Hello. Oh, I was thinking about the other ones. Some of the inappropriate ones, you're like, no, look at what that says. Yeah. Flip it over.
8008. Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly. Ooh, what is that?
Leave you to do that research yourself.
Yeah. Some people are like, let me put that on my calculator. It doesn't do the same. Like, you have to have the old school, like, solar calculator to do it.
That's right.
So, yeah, back to school memories. Do you guys have any special, especially like when you first started? So,
do you miss anything about school right now? That's where we're going to close it. If you could go back to your grade of choice, what would be the one thing that you'd want to have back today?
Okay, this sounds nerdy, but my grade of choice would probably be 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss my AP English class because I had the coolest teacher. Her name was Mrs. Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite every year, we would have an audible book report. And instead of writing up a book report, you see where I'm going with this, you had to pick 5 songs and explain how those songs talked about the theme and the characters of the book report. It was awesome.
So you already had your baseline set up for the off-air failure we did a couple of months ago where you had your 5 songs.
And she was just really cool, and just she got me into my love of writing. She got me into loving the classic books. Like, one of my favorite books is Of Sound and Fury, just so that third person / stream of consciousness. When I'd go in that classroom, it was like, even though we had to read, like, okay, read all of A Midsummer Night's Dream, but it wasn't work to me. It was something I enjoyed, and I enjoyed the discussions and the way she put it into perspective. She was a short lady, and a lot of people were scared of her. Once you got to know her, she would go fighting for you, guns a-blazin', and she became my advisor. And she was just really, really cool. So I would go back then. As a younger child, I did enjoy kindergarten, I think. I would go back, and I remember I was so scared to learn how to write F. The day that we had to learn how to write F, I was so nervous about it.
It's 3 straight lines.
I know. I don't know why.
I mean, if you struggled with F, I can only imagine what E did to you. The whole nother one.
But I don't know why. I don't know why F freaked me out. What the F? I can't. But I would go back. There was times I would go to third grade because when we learned Greek mythology. Mm-hmm. I love Greek mythology.
You
that
learned
was cool.
Greek mythology in third grade?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, but it wasn't in depth. It was like little things like this is Zeus. And we watched, you know, Clash of the Titans. But it wasn't like crazy. Like, you know, whereas when you get older, you're like, let's read the Odyssey. I wasn't reading the Odyssey at 8-year-old.
Oh, my God.
No. It's the little things like, and this is this God and this is this and blah, blah, blah. So what class would you go back to?
For me, it was elementary school, P.E. And I realize I'm a big guy. So they're like, oh, P.E. Ha ha. Fuck it. Mm-mm. There was nothing
dodgeball
quite
champ.
As much.
All the other kids like, please.
No, it's not so much that. It was so much as you're sitting in class, you know it's P.E. day.
I'm on the bar.
No. Recess was a different window. Yeah. I'm talking P.E. where you had the structured the structured chaos, if you will. But there was nothing cooler than you know it's P.E. day. You're sitting at your desk. And I remember all through elementary school, our P.E. teacher was Mr. Hardy. He did the whole school. Just one teacher did
God
the
bless
entire
that
school.
He probably exhausted.
But
every
like
day,
the
like,
teacher is mid-sentence going through whatever it is, and she's lost track of time. And in walks Mr. Hardy, who's like 6'2". I mean, he's 6'2".
He wore like the whistle.
Big guy. Wore the whistle.
The short shorts.
Oh, yeah. So he walks in, and you just see everybody just start closing books. And he's like, she's not finished. Doesn't matter. We were locked in. And she goes, I'm not teaching anymore right now anyway. You guys go ahead. That was probably my favorite because you see him walking in the door and you're like, yeah, 45 minutes, awesome. It's coming. The only other thing for me, and this is going to sound really, really nerdy, third grade. Our teacher had a very unique way of teaching us multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
We went through, and as we were going through, she would teach, and day. She would pass out a multiplication test. So we'd have 10 or 15, 20 problems on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have 3 minutes. It's not a pass-fail. It was a competition. You had 3 minutes to do them all. And then at the end, when you finish, you turn your paper into her. If you got an appropriate number right the next day, like so the first sheet was all something times one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Once you completed all of those, you went to something times two. So on and so forth. So, but it was a competition. At the end of 3 minutes, if you weren't finished, you stayed on ones the next day. And on and on.
It was a competition.
Like
an advance.
As you advanced
to the next round. Well, exactly. You love stuff like that. So I could see where that kind of created that.
So that was probably one of my favorite things. Mrs. Sparks did that. That was so much fun. Actually, just a quick note to finish. One of my friends from elementary school, we grew up in the same neighborhood, posted recently a picture of our fourth grade class on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing to me how many people I could pick out and name immediately. People that I haven't seen in years.
We gotta find like some old school pictures of us to post with this podcast.
I can do that. That's not a problem. I can make that happen.
All you gotta do is message my mother. She'd be like, here, here's 27.
Exactly.
Here's 27 photos of Virginia. Oh, you want sideways ponytail? You want it when she had a mullet? What do you want? Which one do you want?
Nice.
So, school is in session and we have some great memories, and I think my little bit, he's going to have some great memories, and I'm excited for the friends. I'm excited for a fridge full of, like, fun stuff to hang. Oh, yeah, that'll be cute. You can have that one. I was just in the middle of talking, excited. This is the picture that you can have. But I don't think I was school age there. I think I was a little bit too young. We'll go digging through the old archives there. But anyway, so I'm excited for school. And, if you are one listening to this and going to school, I don't want to quote Adam Sandler from Billy Madison, but cherish it.
Yes.
I mean, I remember being like 16. They're like, when you graduate, enjoy these years because when you graduate, you rolled your eyes so hard. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And now that me being that person, I'm like, enjoy it because life goes by super quick afterwards and you lose touch with your friends and life changes and it gets crazy. And
30-cent ice cream. Just saying.
On.
Can't get that anymore.
No, you can't. No.
Even the ice cream truck's charging you $1.50 for the same thing.
They don't take debit cards.
No.
I ain't got cash.
Actually, there's a new one that does.
Is it? Oh, God bless them.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
I'm excited for that.
They come through the neighborhood.
Oh, man.
So excited.
You want to stop by the radio station with your ice cream truck? That'd be great. I'm looking at you, Kenneth Starr. School memories. Share them with us. It's Off Air Flair. And, go ahead and pack up your backpacks.
Yeah.
It's WAKG's Off Air Flair.
Off Air Flair.
With Jinya and Josh.